This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. An impact thought I heard from Dr. Alan Redpath many years ago while I was attending Moody Church in Chicago was, "Beware of the barrenness of a busy life." I can't remember what Bible portion Dr. Redpath was preaching from when he made that statement, but it could have been Mark 6:30-56. Jesus was concerned that his disciples were close to experiencing burnout. They had returned from a very busy and successful mission. Success was following them. In fact, things were going so well that Mark said they didn't even have time to stop for a meal. Jesus knew how to cope with such demands and pressures. He wanted his disciples to learn what he knew so that they could cope when Jesus was no longer ministering on earth with them. What he taught his disciples is still applicable today. In fact, one of the key personalities in the religious TV scandals a number of years ago confessed afterwards, "We were so caught up in God's work, we forgot about God." Jesus never forgot about his Father. He maintained balance in his life and ministry. He made time to get alone with God on a regular basis. He never allowed the spiritual and physical energy in the reservoir of his life to drain dry. He was concerned that his disciples had not learned this secret yet. Read Mark 6:30-56 to learn the coping skills he sought to teach his disciples. He started by saying, "Come apart with me and rest a while." When was the last time you did that? If you can't make time for this, then beware of the barrenness of a busy life. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.